So once again on Parsha Zohar, the pasuk begins, Zohar as Asher also lecha Amalek b'derech b'tzeitzchem in Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. So we first need to understand there seems to be an inconsistency. The pasuk begins with Zohar as Asher also lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to you, singular, lecha. And the pasuk concludes b'derech b'tzeitzchem in Mitzrayim, when you, plural, left Mitzrayim. So why does the pasuk begin in the singular and conclude in the plural? Once again, I'd like to point out that the pasuk says, Timche zecher Amalek mitachas hashemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Why does the pasuk need to say mitachas hashemayim? Pretty obvious that that's where we need to, that it is under the heavens that we need to eradicate Amalek, not above the heavens. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, Haman min haTorah menayin. Where do we find a hint to Haman in the Torah? And the Gemara says we find Haman in the Torah by the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The pasuk Hashem says to Adam, Hamino Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Achol Mimenu Acholta. Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? So the word Hamin is the same spelling as the word Haman, but they don't seem to have any connection. So what is the Gemara saying that this is where we find Haman in the Torah? What connection does Haman have to Hamino Eitz Asher Tzivisicha Levilti Achol Mimenu? There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, Amar Shlokish, Golavi Yadua Lifnei Misha Amar V'Hoya Oilam She'osed Haman Lishka Shkolem Al Yisrael. It was known and revealed before the Ribbono Shel Olam that Haman would try to pay, to give shkolim, to annihilate Klal Yisrael. Lefikach higdim shekleim l'shkolav. That's why Hashem preempted Haman's shkolim with our mitzvah machzas hashakel. So we need to understand what is the connection between machzis hashekel that we give and Haman's shkolim. Chazal say, "Chayiv inish levesuma bepuri adal lo yoda ben or Haman the Baruch Mordechai." A person needs to intoxicate themselves on Purim until the point that they don't know the difference between or Haman the Baruch Mordechai. So we need to understand what that means. Obviously, it cannot be taken literally. So what does it mean? So I'd like to suggest that the battle of Klal Yisrael with Amalek is an old battle, which is the battle between our forefathers, Yaakov and Esav. Our forefather Yaakov with the forefather of Amalek, which is Esav. Now, if you look into Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov and Esav meet, and Yaakov presents Esav with a very, very large gift, Esav answers, Yesh li rov, I have a lot. And Yaakov, why don't you keep what you have? And Yaakov answers, Yeshli Koil, I have everything. And the Sforim explain that this, the difference here between Esav and Yaakov, Esav saying Yeshli Rav, I have a lot, and Yaakov saying Yeshli Koil, is emphasizing Yaakov's midah of histapkus, Yaakov's midah of being satisfied with whatever he has. Whatever Yaakov, whatever he has, Yeshli Koil, I have everything. It's the ability of a Yid, it's the Yid Amuna, that whatever I have is exactly what I'm supposed to have, and if I would have any more, it would be detrimental to me. Because if it would be good for me to have more, then the Ribbono Shel Olam would have given me more. So a Yid always needs to say, and always needs to know, Yeshli Koil, I have everything. Which is not the case by Esav. Esav is never happy, never satisfied. No matter how much Esav has, Esav wants more. I have a lot, but not enough. And definitely not everything. Yaakov is Yesh Likoil. And Esav wanted to influence Yaakov, that Yaakov should also have this dissatisfaction. And that's why Esav said to Yaakov, "Achi yehi lach asher lach." It should be to you what is to you. Realize that the letters lach are exactly the opposite of koil. Yaakov said, "Yesh li koil, I have everything," and Esav responds, "You should have lach, not koil." Lach being the opposite of koil. Meaning you shouldn't have koil, you should have the opposite of koil. You should have the opposite of everything. You should always want more. As Chazal say, Yesh Leimana, Reitza Masayim. A person who has 100 wants 200. Chazal say, Ein Adam Meis of Chatzit Havasa B'Yodai. When a person dies, he only has half of his desires. Because the nature of the human being is always to want more. Now, this midah of istapkus, this midah of being satisfied that Yaakov Avinu has, is only appropriate in Gashmias. It's only appropriate in materialism. In Gashmias, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be satisfied. In Avodas Hashem, however, a person should never be satisfied. In Ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality and our quest for Ruchnius and our quest of closeness to Hashem, a Yid is never to be satisfied. That's when we're supposed to have our that's when we're supposed to be dissatisfied. That's when we're supposed to be our thirst should be unquenchable. We're supposed to want more and more. We're not supposed to be sameach b'chelkoi. We're not supposed to be satisfied with our lot when it comes to Ruchnius. And that's where Esav is satisfied. So the tables are turned. When it comes to Gashmias, when it comes to materialism, Yaakov is satisfied and Esav is dissatisfied. When it comes to Ruchnius, the tables are turned. Yaakov is dissatisfied, and Esav is satisfied. And I believe that this is what the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra means. The tree of knowledge of good and bad. Das means connection. The Pasuk says, Adam Yoda Es Chava. Adam connected to Chava. Das is connection. Something that a person connects to is something that a person wants more and more of. That's why Esav, who connects to Gashmias, wants more and more of Gashmias. Yaakov, who connects to Ruchnias, wants more and more of Ruchnias. Something that a person connects to, the person wants more and more of it. And perhaps that's why the word ad, which means, ad means until, which represents satisfaction, is the opposite letters of the word da, which is to know. Da means I know it, I connect to it, and therefore I want more and more. There's no ad, there's no until, I'm not satisfied. The exact opposite of da is ad. Until here, I'm satisfied. So, in this das, which is that I connect to, There is toiv and ra. There's good and bad. Das is good when it comes to ruchnius. I connect to it and I want more. But it's bad when it comes to gashmius. When a person connects to gashmius and can therefore never be satiated, that's ra. So the eitz hadas, toiv ra, the eitz of connection, of dissatisfaction, is good and bad. It could be good when it comes to ruchnius and bad when it comes to gashmius. And that's what the Rabbanu Shlom said to Adam. I gave you all of the trees of the garden. Did you have to eat from the tree I told you not to eat from? You weren't satisfied with everything that I gave you? But that's the nature of Das. That you just have to have more. And that is the clip of Esav. Yesh li rav, I have a lot, but I want more. That's the clip of Amalek, and that's the clip of Haman. And we see this by Haman also. Haman left, when he left Esther's feast, and saw that Mordechai wasn't bowing down to him, he couldn't tolerate it. Everyone else was bowing down to him. One person wasn't bowing down to him. He couldn't tolerate it. He wanted to destroy an entire nation because of it. Because the cover that he got from everyone else wasn't enough. He needs more. And that's why Chazal asked, where do we find Haman in the Torah? Where do we find this concept in the Torah? This concept of dissatisfaction, that no matter what I have, I need more. You had to eat from the tree I told you not to eat from? All the trees of the garden weren't enough? And that's the mitzvah of Machtzis HaShekel. The Rebbeinu Shleilam tells Moshe, I want you to command Klal Yisrael to give away the Machtzis HaShekel, meaning they have a half of a shekel. Because whatever they have, all they have is a half. Because they always want more. Whatever a person has is half of what he wants. I want Klal Yisrael to forfeit to me the other half. I want them to be satisfied with what they have. In Gashmias, I want them to be satisfied with what they have. I want them to forfeit the half that they think they don't have. I want them to forfeit that to me. And to be happy with what they have. So that's how we overcome Haman. We overcome Haman through the Machtzis HaShekel. Haman is the dissatisfaction with whatever we have. That's what Haman wants to accomplish. That's what Haman wants to influence upon us. Not to be happy. That's the Koyach of Esav, the Koyach of Amalek. The way we overcome that is through Machtzis HaShekel. By forfeiting the half that we don't have. Mordechai is letters kerem dai, which means enough of the vineyard. The kerem, the vineyard, represents wine, which is all matters of gashmias. And Mordechai represents the being satisfied with gashmius, kerem dai. And that's why Mordechai was the one to tell Klal Yisrael not to partake in Sudas Achashverosh. Which was a Sudas Yayin, it was a Mishtei Ayayin, it was a feast of wine. Kerem dai, enough. Say it when it comes to Gashmias, be satisfied. Haman, on the other hand, is the same letters as Mona. Chazal say Yeshle Mona, writes a Masayim. He has 100, he wants 200. So Mordechai represents satisfaction, and Haman represents dissatisfaction. As mentioned before, that is only in Gashmias. In Gashmias, we're supposed to be satisfied with what we have. We're supposed to say Baruch Mordechai when it comes to Gashmias, meaning this sense of satisfaction is blessed. And Arur Haman, and cursed is the sense of not being satisfied. That's only by Gashmis, but by Ruchnius, it should be the other way around. Then it should be Baruch Haman. Then we should bless the notion of Yesh Leman Arutz Masayim, that if a person wants 100, he should want 200, and it should be Arur Mordechai. A person should never be satisfied. Kerem die, to be satisfied, that should not, that doesn't apply to Ruchnius. So on Purim, when we're supposed to eradicate Amalek, the Pasuk tells us, Timche Ezechar Amalek, Amalek which represents dissatisfaction, only eradicate him etachas HaShemayim. Only eradicate him in matters that are underneath the heavens. In matters that are above the heavens, when it comes to Ruchnius, keep Amalek alive. There we need Amalek. There we need the dissatisfaction. And on Purim, when we eradicate Amalek, when we intoxicate ourselves with Ruchnius, then you should say, Arur Mordechai and Baruch Haman. Chayiv inish levesume bepuri, a person needs to come to a level of Ruchnius on Purim, Ad, that he should have Ad in matters of Gashmias. Delo Yoda, he should not be attached himself to Gashmias, rather to Ruchnias, and therefore it should be, he should say, Ar Mordechai and Baruch Haman. Because in Ruchnias, we're not to be satisfied. It should be Nahapachu. We need to turn the tables and use the Haman for our Ruchnias and the Mordechai for our Gashmias. And that's why the Torah says, Zocher es asher osa l'cho Amalek. Remember what Amalek wants to do to you is lacha instead of koil. Instead of having the mid of Yaakov of Yeshli koil, he wants you to have lacha. And remember that. Don't erase it. Because you're going to use it for Ruchnius. You should only erase Amalek mitachas HaShemayim. But above Shemayim, there is Zohar HaSashas Lacha Amalek. There you should remember that Amalek wants you to have the Lacha. Don't be satisfied. So once again, this is obviously a message that can be used all year round. We need to incorporate into our lives all year round. That we should, when it comes to Gashmias, Baruch Mordechai, we should be Kerem Dai. We should be very, very satisfied with whatever Kerem, whatever Gashmias we have. And Orer Haman, the concept of Yesh Leim Monodot Masayim should be cursed. But when it comes to Ruchnias, it should be the other way around. We should never be satisfied and always, always strive for greater heights. In our Avodas Hashem, in Torah, in Avodah, in Gemilas Chasadim, in the Schus of doing so, we should be Zoicha to eradicate Amalek. mitachas Hashemayim only. Vevias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.